You're after something. Is it revenge? Money? Or is it something else?
You look good. A little rough around the edges, but good.
Heard about a job. Big shot gangster putting together a crew.
I'm a driver, and I'm a flyer. I waited a long time for a shot like this.
What do you think? Well, what do you know?
You got a line on a ship?
Yeah, I know a guy. He's the best smuggler around.
I heard a story about you. I was wondering if it's true.
Everything you've heard about me is true.
L3!
Let's go with a mean man's face.
Who are these guys?
If you come with us, you're in this life for good.
You might want to buckle up, baby.
Let me give you some advice.
Assume everyone will betray you, and you will never be disappointed.
I got a really good feeling about this.
Since when do you know how to fly?
190 years old? You look great.
Push it!
It's the first day of my movie month. Yes, it's my fifth annual movie month, in which 30 days I watch 30 movies and do 30 podcasts like this one right here.
Happy June, everybody! Can you believe it's already here? I just wrote that song. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here we are for the fifth year running. It's time for Movie Month. Yes, it's the Fans Not Experts Movie Month, what dozens of people wait for to listen to every single year. And here we are. I am so excited. And this is kind of like a bookend because June 30th, I went to see Baby Driver. It was the last movie of the year. And I saw it in the theater. And to bookend it, for the first time ever, the first movie of Movie Month will also be in the theater, in the same exact theater, the AMC at the Loop in Methuen, Massachusetts. Now, obviously, you already know what movie this is. So, I have to say I am excited. I was invited to see this on the Thursday, preview opening night. And I told my friend that I had work to do, and I did have some work to do. But to be completely honest, I was saving it for today. And I'm going to a 10:30 showing by myself. It just kind of worked out that in June, I save up so many vacation days that my work's fiscal year ends on June 30th. So there's only so many I can carry over into July and so many that I have to use or lose. So I have the last 2 weeks of June off and I have every Friday off in June. I don't know if I can make this happen, but I'm going to try to hit the theater every single Friday in June. And it just so happens that today is that first day and that first Friday. What does that mean? Does that mean I'm spending all this money? I mean, I'm cheap, okay? I host my podcast on archive.org. My website is through Blogger. I don't spend money for this. So how am I going to see so many movies? Well, I bit the bullet, and I went and I signed up for MoviePass. So that's the $10 a month movie service where you can go see a movie a day for $10. And how does it work? You check in through the app. Once you check in the app, it adds value to a debit card they send you. It's a MoviePass debit card. And then you go and pay for your ticket. You get the movie theater gets full value of the ticket. You go to see the movie, and MoviePass, I guess, learns that I like Han Solo and learns kind of where I went to see the movie. So then maybe I'll get ads tailored to me. I don't know. I don't care. You know, they can sell my data. They can have my identity. I haven't done a great job with it. People can take it. But hey, for 10 bucks, if I could see 4 or 5 movies in the movie theater this month, that'd be fantastic. Fantastic. And I'm already at the movie theater. I literally started talking from my driveway, and I'm already pulling into the parking lot of the movie theater. So yeah, it's a really short drive. Pretty great. Right now it's 10:12 in the morning. I wish I was independently wealthy. I'd go see a movie at 10:30 by myself all the time. Of course, if I was independently wealthy, I guess my wife wouldn't work either, so she'd probably want to come with me. But she wouldn't want to see this. So I'm rambling because this is the first episode of the season. I'm sure the next future episodes will be more succinct, more specific to the movie. And this is really before I've even seen the movie. What am I going to say? You know, I have to say, my friend called me or texted me the next day and said, terrible. And that really bummed me out. And then I saw another guy who's a huge Star Wars fan said it was pretty great. So that got me more excited. And, you know, the friend who said it was terrible, then he says, oh, I was really tired. It was long. I was falling asleep. So I don't know. I can only judge him so much because I think he also said he didn't like Black Panther. And I think he's the one guy who didn't like Black Panther. So I tend to not judge his opinions, all that, with a grain of salt, where the guy who loves Star Wars said he liked it. That makes me feel better. I also hate hearing from people. I'd like to get my own opinion, and I hate having my opinion swayed in any way, and I'm easily swayed. I mean, you know, I will, you know, oh, you didn't like it? Oh, no, I'm going to go in not liking it, looking for reasons not to like it. Oh, it's great? I'm going to go in looking for the reasons why it's so great. That's my problem. I need to grow up with that. Grow up. Look at me. I'm doing a movie a day, and I'm 40 freaking 2 years old almost. Yeah, this is called the rambling portion of the podcast. Maybe my first podcast will be really long. But what I'm going to do right now is I am going to take the can of Coke Zero that I have in my hand. I'm going to stick it into the pocket of my shorts because I'm cheap. I took 2 granola bars and a Coke Zero from my house, and that's my snack for the movie, and let's go. Yeah, this is it. I mean, I'm going in, and I gotta go pay for my ticket. Now, I need to check in through the app, but I'm going into the theater right now, and I realize that the Coke Zero is in a pocket in my shorts, and when I walk, I'm shaking the shit out of this can, and it's gonna explode all over me when the movie starts, so I need to be a little more conscientious when I open that can. Oh my God, it is so dark in this movie theater. I feel like it's closed, and I'm walking into a place I shouldn't be in. They're making an Equalizer 2? Oh my God. So, I don't need any snacks. Problem with parking in the back is I gotta walk all the way to the front to get tickets. Yeah, let's do this. So I'm opening up the app, MoviePass, right now. I click on the theater. I'm taking out my MoviePass debit card. Looking for Han Solo. Are you out there? 10:30 a.m. Check in. Okay, you can now use your MoviePass card to purchase your ticket. But really, it was so easy. I clicked on the MoviePass app, and I hit check in, and right away it said, okay, your card is ready for purchase. Okay, here we go. Swiping my MoviePass card. Processing. Your ticket is printing. It did it. That was easy. MoviePass success. I have my ticket, so I'm pretty excited.
Theater 19 is the second one. Again.
Thank you. Sorry. Thank you very much. Theater 19, here we are. So I'm going into the movie now, and I'll talk to you after. Wish me luck. Can't wait. Yeah.
It is a weird feeling walking out of a movie theater and you're the only one still there. It's also a weird feeling just going to a movie at 10:30 in the morning. But it's now 10 past 1 and I'm walking out of the theater. And it's that rare feeling I used to have all the time where my eyes have to adjust to the light outside. It used to happen all the time when I was a kid and went to see matinees. But yeah, I went to a 10:30 showing and here I am. The movie's done. And I have to say, I'm going to go with a friend who said the movie was pretty great because I thought that was pretty great. I feel like I need to either go to my other friend and punch him in the face or tell him to see the movie again. But I thought that was pretty, pretty great. I do want to talk a few spoilery things, so I'm going to do that at the end. But, yeah, so I don't know the guy's name. I want to say Ansel Elgort, but that is not him because that's Baby Driver. But he's got a long name. I don't know who he is, but I thought he was perfect. I don't know. He played this little smug kind of, you know, little facial movements, the way he held himself, the way he shot a gun. He obviously studied Harrison Ford and did a pretty bang up job, I think. I don't even know. It's a weird feeling when you see a movie and you want to talk about it. You don't want to spoil it too much because it just came out. Most of the movies that I see are old enough that I'm not spoiling anything. But this one just came out last week. And I think what upsets me is that, you know, I'm seeing these articles saying, oh, Disney's got a problem on their hands. Star Wars has a problem on their hands because it didn't make the most amazing box office that the other movies had made. And it's the lowest one. Well, I mean, in some respect, one Star Wars at some point has to be the lowest one. Okay. It has to happen. And you figure it's going to be one of these side stories. And also what I think screwed things up, maybe as far as box office, is that we just had a Star Wars movie, you know, 6 months ago. Okay? Last Jedi just came out 6 months ago, and we have another Star Wars movie. If this came out in December, like Rogue One did, in Episode 7 and Episode 8, I feel like, A, it would have less competition, and B, I think it just would do better. But I don't want to make excuses. I guess that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm making excuses. Because I think the movie was a lot of fun. I can't wait to see it again. I don't know what Miller and Lord, the original directors, how much they did. I don't know what Ron Howard changed, but I mean, I dug it from beginning to end. I dug it. The story, the actual, impact that this has as far as in the Star Wars lore, and the fact that I saw it using MoviePass, which was awesome. I went in, I pressed a button on my app, it loaded the credits onto my debit card, I paid for it, and boom, watching a movie. Pretty, pretty cool. Saw a lot of trailers, and what's funny is, one of the trailers I saw was for Fantastic Beasts, the sequel, The Crimes of Grindelwald, or whatever, I think that's what it's called. And when I'm watching Solo, a Star Wars movie, I'm thinking, at one point, I thought, you know, it's a very similar type thing where there's this world that's been created. And now it's kind of a place where we can have different stories and in different timelines. I mean, obviously, this is using a timeline of someone beloved, but hey, if you see the new Fantastic Beasts, that has a beloved character in it too. So I feel like I had a more tangent thought, but you know, it's just that I'm in the car now. Some people were saying, "Oh, maybe there's Star Wars doubt, or that maybe the you know, was this that good?" I don't know where the negativity comes from at all in this movie. You know, my friend thought it was boring. My friend thought it was long. I mean, it was, I guess it was long, but
there were things happening, things I didn't want to end. I thought, you know, Woody Harrelson, great character. I thought Donald Glover, he was awesome. And they just, I like how they played into some of the mythology of Han Solo, as far as where he came from, as far as where he's going at the end of the movie. But there's more to this. You could see that with Rogue One, it was almost an open and shut case, a story from beginning to end. And it kind of finished with the picking up of, you know, the original Star Wars movie. Whereas this is, you know, it led into some more mythology, and it also led into future stories of Han Solo that we've heard about in the past. And I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn, but I'm sure it's obviously it's been out there. It's not like I'm spoiling anything. But the guy who played young Han Solo, forgive me for not knowing his name, I'm pretty sure he let out of the bag that he signed some sort of three-picture deal here. At least that was the last I heard, that it was some sort of three-picture deal. Alden Ehrenreich. There we go. That's Han Solo. So this might be a Han Solo trilogy. It seems they put enough there to give us more. In other words, they built something that can be added upon. There's more story there. That there's enough going on that there is interest on their part, I believe. In fact, oh my God, I can't even think as I'm driving. They didn't do this as just kind of a wink and a nod to things. I believe they did this to set up future movies. Now comes the hard realization that the quote-unquote, you know, success at the box office isn't exactly what projections were looking at. Because, you know, these movies, I guess they go to some wizards, and the wizards project what the movie makes. And if the movie doesn't make that much, you know, everyone cries and freaks out. Because it's not like Disney is losing any money on this. Okay, maybe they say they are, but it's not like Disney's hard up for money. Sure, you know, I think Google's now worth more than them, but Google's not making movies yet. So the worry is, do they make a second Han Solo movie? That's my concern. Not that were they planning on it, but are they still planning on it? I feel like I've heard nothing except for the fact that the actor let it out of the bag. You can go that that he would sign up for the three-picture deal. I haven't heard anything from anybody else, but I just hope that Disney sees this as a possible separate little franchise that they could do something with, just like, you know, the Fantastic Beasts are a separate little franchise for Harry Potter. By the way, that trailer looks awesome. So, you know, I think I'm done. So I guess really all I have to say is thank you guys for listening. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality. You can find the website, it's fansnotexperts.com. But we do this all month long, 30 movies, 30 podcasts in 30 days. I didn't want to spoil anything for you guys right now, so why don't you listen to the spoilers after this? If you still want to stick around, I'm gonna break it up for a moment. And I'm gonna, ready? First, I'm gonna go, okay, here come the spoilers in 3, 2, 1. Okay, you still here? So, let's talk about some of the spoilery things. Obviously, it was really cool the way... You've seen the movie, so I'm not ruining it for you. I loved how they set up Han winning the Millennium Falcon. By the way, the Millennium Falcon, it looked different, right? And then I'm guessing he had a repair, and that's why... I think at the end it looked more like the Millennium Falcon we knew. I have to read up more on that, but there was definitely something not... It was different about it. But I enjoyed that. Friggin' Donald Glover can do anything. And, him doing Lando was great. Doing, I don't know if we were doing a little bit of Billy Dee, but just it was really cool and loving the cape. And I thought that was he had his droid, and the droid became part of the ship. But the ship, they never referenced. They didn't bring the voice back, which was good because it's not like the ship had a voice in the original movies. I loved when Chewbacca knew pretty much how to do the how to run the ship, and he took over. And then they sat down, looked at each other, and the Star Wars theme played. Love that. I love the meeting of Chewbacca and Han Solo. That was cool because it was like he owed Han Solo because Han Solo helped him escape from slavery, which is basically what it was. Right when they said the beast, send him to the beast, I just knew what was coming. Not that I'm sure, most people knew what was coming, but I loved it. They had that Emphis Nest. That woman's going to hit that car. Oh, she didn't. Emphis Nest is the, was the, what we thought were the mercenaries. This woman took her helmet off. And my first thought was that she was the child of Woody Harrelson and Thandie Newton. They never explored that. I didn't know if that was, she was still related to Thandie Newton, but it was a young woman. And I remember hearing that there was a reveal, there's a cameo. And when she took her mask off, I was ready for something to be revealed. And it wasn't. And I was like, who the hell is this? This obviously isn't the reveal. But what I did like about that is Han Solo had to steal this fuel. Or basically this element that can be turned into a hyperfuel, basically. And to do that, he ended up making the Kessel Run. So he talked about the Kessel Run in the original Star Wars movie, and there it was. And in the end, he didn't end up selling the element to the gangster. He ended up giving it to this band of mercenaries that turned out to really be the beginning of the rebellion. So, she's like, you want to come help? He's like, no, not my thing. And she's like, well, maybe someday. And maybe someday you'll change your mind. Obviously he does. And really Han Solo just helped kick off the rebellion with his giving them all that coaxium, I believe is what they called it. So I love that. So it still plays in and connects to the original movies. Now, this is where I get thrown off a little bit. So I'm trying to place the timeline of this movie, okay? I'm guessing how much older... Okay, this is where I'm screwy. This is screwy. Because Han Solo, obviously the big reveal is we see Maul. Now, in the credits, it said Maul. It didn't say Darth Maul, okay? So, Darth Maul died in episode 1, okay? Darth Maul died in episode 1. Episode 1 takes place way before the Han Solo movie. Han Solo isn't alive during episode 1. Han Solo is not the same age as Anakin Skywalker. Han Solo is not 10 years older than Anakin Skywalker. I mean, he's probably like 10 years older than Luke Skywalker. So this didn't take place before Phantom Menace. It couldn't have. It's like the Phantom Menace. We have, young Anakin Skywalker, a kid. So he's got to go 10, 15 years, 20 years. And then Luke Skywalker's got to go, Oh, no. Okay, so what is it? 10, 15 years till the end when Luke Skywalker's born, I'm guessing. And then, 20 years maybe. And then another 18 years or so before Luke Skywalker meets up with Han Solo. We're talking, friggin' 30, 40 years. This is not... Han Solo wasn't 40 years old. I'm trying to figure out how old was Harrison Ford in episode, in the original Star Wars, is compared to this guy here. So... I'm guessing that Darth Maul is reincarnated or he came back to life or he didn't die. There's something there. Now, I don't know what that means because who knows if we'll ever see another movie. But if you just try to put the timing together, And this is without me listening to anything. I literally just walked out of the theater, and I was really surprised that it was Darth Maul. And in the credits it said Maul, and it was Ray Park as the body again, as the but it was a different, I think it was one or two guys as the voice. One of them was Sam Witwer, who has been in a bunch of Star Wars video games and voices, an actor that I've seen from Smallville and Almost Human. So there's a lot to unpack there, and I hope we get a chance to see what they had in mind, see why they did this, what this is, and will we see something like this again? Because timeline-wise, there's a police officer. I'm in the market now. I'm going to the market. Timeline-wise, I'm not exactly sure how it lines up. So I'm interested to listen to other podcasts and see what they say, and you know, people who actually do research or know more about the Star Wars mythology. All right. Those are the spoilers as far as, obviously, I mean, at this point, if you listen to that, I spoiled everything for you, or I spoiled enough for you that I can remember, because I'm not the smartest tree in the forest. I don't even know what that means. I'm going into the market now. So for episode one of day one of movie one of movie month for the fifth year, very excited. Can't wait to see what happens tomorrow. I already know what I'm going to be watching tomorrow, basically. But until then, here, enjoy my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. 'Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans, not experts.